The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. And this is the sound scientists have been waiting for. The sound of gravitational waves being picked up by the LIGO detectors. Reporters Adam Levy and Alexandra Witsi are in Washington, D.C., where yesterday, Thursday, the 11th of February, the LIGO team announced that they had detected gravitational waves. Yesterday evening, after the press conference was over, Alex and Adam sat down to take stock of the new findings. Over to you guys.
So I am here in Washington, D.C. with Alex Witsi. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Adam.
So we've had quite a busy day. What have we been doing?
We've been listening to the first ever direct detection of gravitational waves. We're here in the National Press Club, and there was a giant press conference this morning with all the key members from the LIGO collaboration. That's that machine, one in Washington State and one in Louisiana, that's been hunting gravitational waves, these ripples in space-time, which Einstein predicted and nobody had found directly until today.
Now, there have been rumors for some time that LIGO might have found gravitational waves. What changed today?
Yeah, there have been rumors for some time. Actually, the detection was made all the way back in September. And aside from a couple of really excited tweets from some physicists who didn't actually have a ton of inside knowledge, we didn't really know all the details until today. So since September, they've spent months just kind of crunching through the data and most importantly, trying to figure out whether it really is a gravitational wave signal or not, or whether it could just be something tripping them up that's, you know, just kind of a fake signal or something else that's not a gravitational wave from the cosmos. So it's been all this data crunching, and that's why we're only hearing about it now.
And in the end, they decided it was a genuine gravitational wave signal, but what was causing it?
It was two black holes in the distant universe, about 1.3 billion light years away. Two of these black holes, each about 30 times the mass of the sun, smashed into each other, and the energy of that collision radiated outward as these gravitational waves.
And what was the atmosphere like as they announced that they'd found gravitational waves for the first time?
Yeah, it was one of those super buzzy moments in journalism that you don't get too much because, as you know, covering scientists, they don't get excited too often. But today there was a lot of clapping, there was a lot of cheering, there was a lot of excitement. I've only covered a couple of things like this in my career, and I've been covering this for a long time. So, yeah, super excited atmosphere today.
Often when you cover quite exciting stories, say New Horizons flying by Pluto, there's a tension in that moment. It's unclear how that moment's going to play out. Whereas here, all the scientists have actually known the answer for a couple of months. Was there still an excitement for those scientists here today?
I think there was, and I think it's not so much that they didn't know what was coming, but just to hear it finalized after all these years. So, I mean, this is a project that got it started in the 1970s with the ideas of how to build a machine to catch these waves. And then it got constructed in the 90s, and so it's been decades for some of these people. So even though they knew what was coming, it was a moment, I think, of realization and of closure and of just sheer joy in seeing it come out and be public finally.
It's been just over a century since Einstein's theory of general relativity. Is this kind of it now? We've found gravitational waves, we're done, we can move on with our lives?
This is kind of the big one. I mean, you always sort of hear about, you know, we've reconfirmed the theory of relativity. Wow, Einstein was right after all. So, I mean, it's pretty smart never to bet against Einstein. But this was really one of the big last remaining ones. And Ray Weiss, who's one of the physicists we saw today from MIT, who was one of the designers of the LIGO machine, he always wanted to see if he could push to get a detection in 2016, which was the 100th anniversary of the paper that Einstein wrote predicting gravitational waves. And so, as you saw today, he was super excited to get it in that centenary year.
One thing I found really notable today was that this didn't seem to be a conclusion for lots of the scientists. It's not like now they found gravitational waves, they can just switch LIGO off. They've got further plans.
Yeah, so they say it's not just finding one, but it's finding lots and lots that will sort of open the door. We heard this a lot today, opening the window, the door, pick your favorite metaphor, to a new kind of astronomy. But basically, the more gravitational waves you detect, the more of these kind of cosmic collisions you're seeing. And the more that you do, the more you can study, how is it that black holes really come together and collide? What happens if it's neutron stars, which are super dense stars, that come together and collide? How often does that happen? What happens when they do? It's a whole different kind of information that you don't get by looking out in the sky with a telescope. So yeah, they definitely say, we found them, but it's not like a checklist and we all go home now. They say this is the beginning of a whole different type of science.
So since they detected this result, LIGO's been running for a couple of months. Is there any hint that maybe they've discovered anything else?
We were definitely trying to get that out of the scientists today, and they were being super coy. They ran for about 4 months worth of data. They've publicly released analysis of 16 days of that. So there may very well be more things hiding in the rest of those months, but we don't know it yet.
What was the press response like to this? Because again, this was something that was rumored to be happening. So were the press excited to be finally getting their hands on what the scientists knew?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it's kind of one of those highly caffeinated moments where you think you know what's coming and you've prepped everything you think, and you try and write stories that cover all the different angles that might be happening, and eventually you just push the publish button on the one that reflects reality. So yeah, I would say the press were very much on edge. The LIGO team did a very interesting job of essentially getting everyone super excited by saying they were having multiple press conferences in multiple countries. So we all knew something was coming. You don't do that kind of thing if it's just another little, you know, lowering the bounds on gravitational waves or something. So we all knew something was coming, and we were all sort of just waiting to hear those final details. So Adam, I want to ask what you thought of today.
Well, I found, so it was my first press conference of this kind, so it's very hectic. When you're trying to set up a tripod and you get in and every single space for a tripod to set up your camera seems to be taken, that kind of sets a stressful tone that kind of ramped up as the day continued. But it was just amazing, though, stress aside, to be a part of this moment, this discovery. I remember reading about gravitational waves as an undergraduate, but I couldn't imagine how you would be able to detect them. The technology required, the precision required, seemed absolutely mind-blowing. And then today to hear what they did detect was a tiny fraction of the width of an atomic nucleus in distance change. Yeah, so it was an amazing day. It's amazing to be part of a day like that.
I'm glad you found room for your tripod too.
Yeah, I did manage to get my tripod there in the end, yeah.
Yeah.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.